We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. Maya Angelou.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Today, let's take a deep dive into the world of menopause. We've covered this topic a few times on the show, but never quite to this intentional level, focusing around essential oils specifically for the issues that women go through pre-menopause, through menopause, and post-menopause. I think you're going to really enjoy this episode. Before we get to today's show, of course, allow me to share my favorite oil from this week. I'm going to give a shout out back to peppermint essential oil. I'll tell you, I was tired this morning, didn't want to come record the intros and the commercials for today's podcast. Oh, I was just tired, but pulled out my peppermint, put a drop under my tongue. I put a drop in my diffuser and boom, I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm honored to be the host of this show. And I just love peppermint to bring that pep back to your step. And let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Tammy Folks, and it's called the Happy Fall, y'all. Love it. In your diffuser, combine 4 drops cinnamon, 4 drops orange, and 4 drops nutmeg essential oil. Enjoy the fall. Thanks so much, Tammy, for this recipe. We love to hear your recipes, y'all. So send us yours at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Angela Sidlow, who began her holistic health practice in Oregon in 2008 as a certified reflexologist, holistic aromatherapist, and Usui Reiki master and teacher. She's also a certified integrative nutrition health coach, educator, aroma point therapy practitioner, and best-selling author of Aromatherapy for Menopause Success, 100 Essential Oil Recipes to Reclaim Your Vibrancy. Cannot wait to dive more into your book, Angela, and your story. Thank you so much for coming here with us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to start with your story. How did this intersection of essential oils and menopause come about?
It's such a funny story. It begins with a mammoth donkey named Annie.
I wish I could start all my stories that way.
I used to raise mammoth donkeys and mules, and Annie was, she had an autoimmune disease, and I was always looking for really interesting ways that were natural to help her. And so I stumbled into an herb shop, and that led me to Reiki, and that led me to the vibrational medicine of essential oils. And so here I am today educating women about how to balance their hormones. So it's quite the yellow brick road, I would say.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Annie the donkey. We're glad that you have led Angela to this path, because it seems like the past, you know, 10 or so years, you've helped so many people with what you do. And I imagine you do a lot more outside of the realm of menopause, but that's what I want to focus on today. And I feel like menopause has such a sort of mystery around it, right? It's sort of one of those like hush-hush things that some people don't like to talk about or understand, and it kind of creates this mystery around it. So let's take care of that first and get rid of that mystery. What exactly is going on in menopause? When does it happen, and what are those symptoms?
You know, you hit it right on nail on the head, because menopause is a mystery. And in some cultures around the world, there isn't even a word for menopause.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just this passage into the wisdom years of a woman's life in other cultures. And I would really like to open the conversation in our culture to embrace more of that wise woman attitude. Menopause really is just one day in the life of a woman where she reaches the 1 year mark of the absence of having a monthly menstrual cycle.
Ah.
It's just one day. And I think it's a day of celebration. It's like, yes, I get to move on to the next phase of my life. And, you know, leading up to that, I think, is the real roller coaster when estrogen and progesterone levels are fluctuating so much and causing the symptoms of fatigue, irritability, depression, not really feeling comfortable or at home in your body anymore. You're like, you wake up one morning and you're like, where did I go? I'm missing. Like something's, who is this person? So I like to compare it to going through puberty. remember when you were 11, 12, 13, and you were just feeling like you weren't, this is not my body anymore, and changes were happening. And it's the same way for women going through perimenopause. It's like, we're learning a new language with our bodies.
Mm, I love that perspective of the wise woman transformation. And I feel like out of all the women I personally know, friends and my mom and whatnot, who have gone through that, there is this shift that happens that is, it's sort of hard to put words to it. And, you know, if I were to talk to them about it, they might not even agree necessarily, but I definitely see a shift that happens and stepping more into that wise woman attitude. And I feel like along with that, sort of at the same time, there becomes more of like a freedom almost that I see in that attitude, where I find that women going through menopause after that transition happens, they tend to have more of an attitude of like, life is great and let's just not take it as seriously as we were, right? Do you see that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But there's also a new layer of what I would describe as a richness. And really, that's where I feel like the essential oils came in for me, is that my body was vibrating at a different frequency now, because I didn't have all the stress of the monthly ups and downs and roller coaster. And so it's more of an even keel. It's like you've gone through the rapids and now you're in the still water where you can sort of just float on the river and enjoy the scenery. And the vibration of the oils really helped support me through that and within that going forward.
Can you explain that further and give a few examples?
I want to start with what the energetic frequency is. So, you know, the earth has a certain frequency that it beats at, sort of the heartbeat of the earth. It's between 7 and 10 hertz. And our bodies have a frequency when we're in restorative sleep that matches that same vibration. Mm. Now, if we take rose essential oil, because I think rose is one that really helps women, it's considered a very feminine oil. It has a frequency of 320 hertz. So when you're going through this tumultuous time of perimenopause, or if you're into menopause itself, post-menopause, and your frequency isn't as high, the vibration of rose will help lift you up. So avoiding things like that post-menopausal depression or anxiety. I see a lot of women post-menopausally that have anxiety. And so that vibration will help raise your own frequency, which I find fascinating.
Mm-hmm. How would you recommend people incorporate that rose oil? Or maybe if they don't have rose and they have a great connection to another, maybe floral, womanly essential oil, you know, how might they incorporate that during that time?
Let's use geranium rose because it has some really great benefits for menopause and perimenopause. When we go through menopause, there's a couple of things that happen. We are less tolerant of stress in our bodies, so our cortisol levels are more easily elevated, and that affects our blood sugar levels. So when cortisol is up, so rises the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Geranium essential oil works enzymatically and vibrationally with the body to help balance cortisol and glucose and insulin. So applying that to the arch of your foot, just in the arch, morning and night, helps to balance those two. Because vibrationally, that's one of the portals in the body for geranium, which I find fascinating, both as an aromatherapist and a reflexologist.
Right. I want to get into that reflexology more in a minute as well. First, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. And then I want to come back in and ask about more essential oils that can be used during the menopausal or premenopausal time. And we're back with Angela Sidlow talking about essential oils for menopause. So, Angela, you just gave us some great advice on using geranium, especially in the arch of the foot there, which I've never heard before. So I love that advice. Are there any other essential oils you want to highlight for this time period or any other oils that can help combat some of those pesky symptoms that are often associated with menopause?
Well, I briefly touched on anxiety, and there's a point in the ear. We call it the ear shenmen in Chinese medicine. And if you roll from the top of your ear down to the first deep valley, it's just a little curl of a roll. And if you apply bergamot essential oil or bergamot, depending on how you want to pronounce it, it's a citrus. If you place a drop on your fingertips, put your fingertips together and place it, just touch that area, that ear shenmen point. The scientific research behind that, when they've put the diodes and the electrodes and studied the brain, when bergamot is placed on ear shenmen, it begins to balance the left and right hemisphere of the brain and bring you into parasympathetic or a state of relaxation. And so what it does is the overactive parts of the brain, it starts to dial down with its energetic resonance, and the underactive parts of the brain, it starts to dial up. So balancing the left and right hemisphere. And that is so helpful in taking down those layers of anxiety or that underlying state of agitation that you get through perimenopause. So I think that's another really helpful tip. I've also used lavender, what we call yin tong, and that is referred to as your third eye chakra. It's right between your eyebrows. And so just a drop on your fingertip, lightly touching, and always be sure and use a carrier oil, a drop of carrier oil with your essential oils so you avoid any skin sensitivity.
I love how simple this is and how little essential oil is really needed to feel these sorts of benefits. So it's just one of the things I love about it.
One drop is such powerful medicine.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any tips for hot flashes?
Hot flashes. I love clary sage because clary sage has this innate ability to understand if your body needs more or less estrogen or progesterone, which is phenomenal. Then an oil has that wisdom to look at the terrain in your body and say, oh, I think you need this, or I think you need that. And that's fantastic. I love to put it on a point that's halfway between the pubic bone and the belly button. That halfway point we refer to in Chinese medicine as CV4, or conception vessel 4. And that halfway point is really the seat of the pelvic bowl, and it's where all of our creativity comes from. It's also when we have hot flashes during menopause, yes, there's a physical symptomology that's happening, but there's also this rising of heat in the body is the body's way at this time in our life of saying, rise up to the new you, rise up and claim this power of creativity and bringing forth something other than a child now, bringing forth your inner wisdom to share with the world.
Oh, I love that. Rise up. Oh, that's some powerful words. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Angela, you've mentioned lots of different points on the body. I know you have a huge background in reflexology and then also what's called aroma point therapy, which I think not as many people are familiar with. So let's leave our listeners with a little bit more context and information around those terms and what they mean and how people can use this information at home for themselves to empower their health.
Yes. My dear friend and mentor, Tiffany Carroll, she and a colleague, Peter Holmes, did extensive work over the past 25 years on mapping out, as acupuncturists and Chinese medicine specialists, mapping out the body's acupuncture points and the energetic vibration of oils and where those maps intersect. So like I shared with the bergamot on the shenmen point, there are certain portals through these meridians of acupuncture points that when you place an essential oil on that point, the energetic vibration of that oil acts as though you've placed an acupuncture needle there. So there's this amazing frequency that happens that initiates healing responses. And that's why it's so helpful during menopause to access these portals in different ways to initiate healing responses in the body, accessing your own innate wisdom as well.
Well, that's all so fascinating. I love just, it seems like magic, right? But it's so rooted in science as well, and in a long history of healers and practitioners who have kind of discovered these different, as you call, portal points in the body. So it's just, it's wonderful. So thank you for sharing that and for sharing all this amazing information about menopause and essential oils. Before you go, we need to ask you our closing questions. We love to ask these to each of our guests here on the show. And the first is just, what's one or two ways or self-care practices that you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Well, of course, as an aromatherapist, I love to wake up and go into my studio and look at the 150 oils that I have available and say, you know, which one of you would like to accompany me throughout the day? And so I do start with an essential oil meditation every day and ask just for the wisdom of the oil to guide me and show me anything that I need to know that day. And it's amazing what happens, you know, when you ask an oil to be your companion for the day.
Yeah. What kind of oils do you tend to use? Do they change up often?
Yeah. You know, this time of year, I love the spicy, pungent oils like cardamom and nutmeg. Nutmeg really is good for the adrenals. And so I really have an affinity to those pungent spices right now.
Yeah, I love nutmeg as well. Sometimes I'll mix it with carrier oil and then just rub that on like the lower back area. It just feels so warming and nourishing. Yeah, especially this time of year.
I also love the conifers. Black spruce as a spinal treatment is very nice. And silver fir is another really beautiful oil.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. I think a lot of people, when they first get started with essential oils, they tend to kind of think of oils just as those sort of floral ones, right? With lavender or peppermint or the citrus with lemon. And then I don't know, after a while, they start discovering more of those earthier oils, like the cardamom and the pines and the spruces. And it's just so fun to see people learn about and embrace all those different plants over time.
Yes. Vetiver is one of my very favorites, that earthiness. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, finally, Angela, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Oh, what should you ditch? If I had to choose one thing as a health coach for women going through perimenopause and menopause to ditch, it would be dairy and replace it with nourishing nut milks. Or, you know, dairy just causes so much inflammation in the body. And during perimenopause and menopause, it's very important to keep inflammation down in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't hear that one often, but you and my husband agree on that. He's like on a dairy rampage. He's like, no one should drink dairy. Well, thanks for that.
Milk is for baby cows.
Exactly. That's exactly what he says.
That guy.
Yeah. I like him too. He's all right. So Angela, for people that want to get in contact with you or learn more about the work you do around reflexology or menopause, buy your book, where do they go?
Well, the book is available on Amazon. I have to say, I love this book because I've left lots of white space, places to make notes, places to put your own recipes in there, checklists, symptom mappers, essential oil remedy guides. And it's just a wonderful gift. If you know somebody who's going through this journey, it's a great support for them. I've sold hundreds and hundreds of books worldwide. So it's a very helpful workbook.
And again, that's called Aromatherapy for Menopause Success, right?
Yes, absolutely. I do have an online school on Teachable, menopause-success.teachable.com. And you can always reach me at angelasidlow.com as well. Mm-hmm. I've got some really fun things planned this next year, including a trip over to the island of Kauai to do a co-distillation with a friend of mine on her organic farm. We'll be distilling ylang ylang essential oil.
Ooh, I want to come.
And it's for the hydrosols, which are amazing. And we're going to be doing some other fun things on the island. And then I also, for your listeners today, I have a freebie. It's called Aromatherapy, Your Gateway to Happy Hormones. And it's a little course that I have on Teachable that's free. So you can learn how to work with me and get some great tips. And that's my gift to your listeners today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Well, and thank you for everything you've done today to share your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Well, thanks for being here and sharing with everyone as well.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Catch us again next week. We'll be interviewing author and aromatherapist Heather Godfrey and tackling a big topic around essential oils and ADHD. That's next week on the show here at the Essential Oil Revolution. Make sure you're subscribed and go ahead and leave us a rating and review while you're at it. Thanks so much. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.